Joining us now on the line, he covers the NBA for Yahoo Sports, Adrian Wojnarowski. Adrian, thanks for doing this. You have a story on Yahoo Sports that maybe Kyle Lowry not out of his way out of Toronto, like a lot of us thought, especially after the Rudy Gay trade. Are you as surprised how the Raptors have had such a dramatic turnaround since shipping Rudy Gay to Sacramento?
Well, I mean, yes. I mean, but I think they've, you know, certainly they've taken advantage of, you know, the relative dysfunction of some of the other teams in their division, and they play well. I mean, we've got a lot of young guys who are starting to come into their own, and, you know, Kyle Lowry's been, you know, this has been a career year for him, and he's, I think, transformed himself in the eyes of certainly the people in the Toronto organization, but even around the league as a leader. People never really question Lowry's talent. He's always been very talented. But I think he's really grown as a leader, become a better teammate, and really grown up there. And you're seeing it with this group and how he's led them and, you know, where they are right now, which is, you know, a team with a real chance to win the Atlantic Division.
So in your story, there's a rival front office executive that is quoted as saying, we've heard it from Toronto, that he won't be moved. The first time you've heard of this since any of the Kyle Lowry trades?
That was the most definitive. And I heard from other teams, you know, some teams who had interest in him, some who didn't, but just had relationships in Toronto, believe. You know, they weren't moving them. And in my conversations with people close to Lowry and with, you know, around the Toronto organization, that was my sense. And I know somebody who called in the last 24, 48 hours, you know, and this is a team that's been in, you know, fairly constant pursuit of Lowry on and off throughout most of the season. You know, they were told that they weren't moving him. He wasn't available, and there was no real conversation going to have right now. So what Toronto's focus right now is trying to – there's a lot of momentum there. You know, fans are excited. And they know Lowry is at the center of that. And if they were to move Lowry for assets, you know, that's going to put a big dent into this team and their opportunity to – you know, not just win the division, but maybe win a round of the playoffs. And I think weighed against whatever assets they feel like are available to them out there for him now, they've decided let's keep going with him. Now, we all know between now and the trade deadline, if somebody comes with something extraordinary, of course they'll revisit it. That's just how it is. But I think that Toronto has seen, they talked to a lot of people about Lowry. And in the end, I think weighing what they could get for him versus winning and exciting their fan base and getting in the postseason and rebuilding the credibility of the organization, you know, within their community, I think that's certainly trumping it now.
He covers the NBA for Yahoo Sports. Adrian Wojnarowski joining us here on Sportsnet tonight alongside Jeff Sammet. My name is George Russick. Adrian, we did hear that story out of New York. Just a short time after the Rudy Gay trade that Kyle Lowry was close to being acquired by the New York Knicks. Was there a Kyle Lowry deal in place with New York that was really close to getting done?
Well, what had happened was the Knicks had offered, there was a time when Toronto was ready to do that deal with New York, when New York had offered a first-round pick. And what happened was, I believe I had reported that the offer had been made, and it was. Then the offer was pulled back. Mm. And the owner pulled back that first-round pick from the deal. And I think a part of that is, you know, the perception that Masai had gotten over on him in previous deals, whether it was Denver, the Banyane deal over the summer, and that contributed to, you know, Dolan's unease with going forward with it. And then, you know, the Knicks, you know, there's so many decision makers within that organization and factions in that front office. And, you know, there was a lot of debate in there about putting it in. And I don't know. I don't know now if that would get a deal done. But there's been nothing really back on the table with New York that's been a serious conversation in quite a while. But yeah, there's no question there was a time where that had a real chance to get done until the Knicks backed off it.
Well, and looking at the Toronto Raptors being, third in the Eastern Conference, and based on that, the best of the rest outside of Indiana and Miami in the Eastern Conference, in looking at, the danger of letting this guy walk for nothing and not getting anything for him this offseason, so you say, well, you don't want to lose him and not get anything. So what is that anything at this point for Kyle Lowry? If we're only hearing that one team has been talking with the Toronto Raptors, perhaps there isn't as much of a demand for a Kyle Lowry, which essentially would be a rental for the rest of the year.
Well, that's the thing is, again, because he's going to be a free agent, teams, it's got to be a team, that would want to re-sign him and to know what the number would be, what the cost would be. And listen, that was part of Lowry's hope there for a while, if Toronto, if you guys don't want to re-sign me, yeah, of course, at a time it made more sense for him to get traded somewhere else to a team that did. They'd have his bird rights. He could get a better deal to re-sign with them. But I think right now, he came awfully close to being an all-star with the Raptors this year. And certainly, a lot of people could argue he should have been in the East. That's never happened to him. And I think this Toronto experience has been, tremendous for him this year. And I think it's kind of rebranding him as a player. So I don't think there's anything negative about him staying. He's going to make his money on the market this summer, whether that somehow is with him staying in Toronto or if he goes elsewhere. His value is going up. He's showing people he can lead a team. He's got to continue to do that. But those were always the questions about the team that want to invest in him. And do you want to invest long-term money in him? Because he has been combustible in his career. But he's gotten over that hurdle this year. I think he's understood. He's finally, for the first time, people there have described to me, he has understood how important it is to be a good teammate and to be liked in the locker room. I think it meant a lot to him when teammates were camping. When he did make the All-Star team, when teammates were upset about it and said he should. That kind of stuff hasn't happened for Kyle Lowry in the past. And I think that's a reflection of how he's changed and how his teammates look at him now.